With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Kalispell Regional Healthcare is under federal investigation over compensation to certain physicians and recently told employees it has set aside $21.5 million for a potential settlement. Hospital spokeswoman Melody Sharpton told the Flathead Beacon she couldn't provide details on the allegations, but the hospital denies any wrongdoing. The Office of Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services declined to comment on the investigation. Hospital attorney William Gibson told the Beacon on June 13th the hospital was negotiating a settlement. Kalispell Regional has three major building projects going on and expects to lose about $6.6 million due to state cuts in Medicaid reimbursement rates. The hospital recently laid off less than 40 employees due to the state cuts. Mining industry advocates went on the offensive today against a proposed ballot initiative they say would effectively ban future mining in the state. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
The opposition group to Ballot Initiative 186 announced its launch a day after the Montana Supreme Court ruled against the mining industry's request to void the initiative. I-186 would prohibit new rock mining moving forward in Montana without a plan that provides clear and convincing evidence that the mine would not require perpetual cleanup treatment of water polluted by mine drainage.
It just adds another litigation point to an already heavily regulated industry.
Dave Gault is with the Stop I-186 to Protect Miners and Jobs. He's also the former executive director of the Montana Petroleum Association.
We're here to protect miners and we're here to protect jobs. You know, the mining industry has a big footprint in Montana, and it's not just about the mines. It's about all the businesses that work with the mines and generate an economic impact in Montana.
Gault says there are 6,000 jobs in Montana directly related to the mining industry, and this initiative, he adds, would add uncertainty to the future of those jobs. Although the ballot initiative opposition group announced its kickoff Wednesday in Butte, it's been raising money from mining companies with stakes in Montana and working on campaign efforts since early April. State finance reports show the Montana Mining Association, along with industry members, spent $113,000 in the first month and a half of their opposition effort. Last month, the political opposition group commissioned a study not yet published from the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research on the economic contribution of the state's mining industry. Although I-186 has not yet officially qualified for the ballot, supporters say they have more than enough signatures needed to get it on the ballot. Dave Brooks with Montana Trout Unlimited is among those leading the Yes for Responsible Mining campaign.
It will have an effect on how we mine in the future in Montana. It will prohibit any mines that cannot show with clear evidence that they can mine without causing permanent pollution.
Brooks says if passed, this policy would not rule out mining in the state and would not impact already approved mines. More than 25,000 signatures are needed to approve initiatives for the November ballot. Those signatures are due this Friday. I'm Corin Cates-Carney.
The U.S. Forest Service proposed changes today to sage-grouse protections in six western states, including Montana, that call for eliminating special designations for crucial habitat, as well as keeping areas open for mining. The agency also said restrictions on water development for livestock will be removed, as will other requirements that could limit some livestock grazing. Between 200,000 and 500,000 sage-grouse remain in 11 western states. Experts generally attribute the population decline to road construction, development, and oil and gas leasing. Governor Steve Bullock this afternoon declared a state of emergency in anticipation of possible major flooding in Cascade County and Lewis and Clark County and the city of Great Falls. Floodwaters around Augusta continue to shut down roadways and make passage impassable along some highways and bridges.
There's only one way in, one way out of there, and that's Highway 287 towards Shodo.
Brent Colbert is the captain at the Lewis and Clark County Sheriff's Office. Montana Public Radio spoke with him around 4 p.m. today. He says Highway 287 from Highway 200 remains closed following flooding yesterday. Highway 21 from Augusta to Sims and along to Sun River is also closed, along with Highway 200 from the Highway 279 junction to Sims. The governor's emergency declaration allows the state to mobilize resources and the Montana National Guard to protect life, health, and property. It is separate from the earlier spring flooding event that was the subject of Governor Bullock's recent presidential major disaster declaration request. The Flathead Basin Commission is redefining its role protecting water quality in northwest Montana after legislators gutted its funding last November and its executive director was fired in February. Nikki Willett reports.
The commission spent much of Wednesday reinventing itself. Members discussed which issues they should address.
Congressional, legislative efforts, regional coordination.
By day's end, they narrowed in on coordinating water quality monitoring between local agencies, monitoring the development of the Flathead River Management Plan, and identifying so-called orphan issues that other agencies may have overlooked. The commission also voted to propose legislation to the State Water Policy Interim Committee. The Septic Leachate Study Bill calls for investigating methods to address impacts from septic waste systems on Flathead, Whitefish, and Echo Lakes. The study would be conducted by the Legislative Services Division and reported to the Water Policy Interim Committee in 2020. The Basin Commission has long acted as a water quality watchdog in northwest Montana, but a recent turnover in membership, paired with losing most of its operating budget last November, has prompted the group to get back to basics and redefine its role as a coordinator for promoting a healthy watershed. The commission voted to appoint a member as a financial liaison to the State Department of Natural Resources and Conservation in response to previous fundraising that raised eyebrows but no accusations of misconduct. The DNRC administers the legislatively formed commission. The commission's executive committee will work with the DNRC to flesh out a funding request to the state and continue to refine its strategic plan at its next meeting in October in Polson. In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
A coroner's jury is hearing evidence as it considers whether Billings police officers were justified in shooting and killing a man who sparked a 10-hour standoff by breaking into a sporting goods store and threatening officers with guns last November. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.